The following program is rated TV MAL. It contains strong language and is intended only for mature audiences.
TBS, America's number one independent television network, presents the following sports exclusive.
You're listening to Basically a Sports Show.
Follow us on Twitter at Basically Sports.
Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes.
And check out every episode of the show at basicallysports.tumblr.com.
Now here's your hosts, Zach,
Greg,
Mike.
And this is Andy, and you're listening to Basically a Sports Show.
Hey, these uniforms are lame, man.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that literally may never end tonight.
So for those who are not on the community, I compared – oh, God. Here's Hollywood Mike is about to enter the room.
I know. We have to wait a second because tradition and all.
That's fine.
All right. Bringing him in. There he is.
Na 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 na. Sorry.
This is absolutely akin to an animal eating itself to death. Like the amount of jerseys we have, like spewed. Like last week, we spent an hour at least talking about this. The NBA handful,
and that was like half of what this is.
And the NHL,
and the NBA did it like over a few days, and they're all leaks, you know, they're not official,
right?
Whereas the NHL or Adidas or whoever decided to just vomit everything out at once
and ruin my life in the process.
Ruin your life?
Just kidding. I will tell you though, Mike, you weren't.
I was wondering, like what happened? Like, were you like driving home, or like the leaks happened and you were looking at them on your phone and you crashed and horribly crippled yourself? Like, is that what happened? Jeez. Like,
well, before I came down to do the show, I told my girlfriend, I said, I'll see you in the morning. And she started laughing. She goes, what do you mean? I said, the NHL released 31 jerseys. She goes, oh my God. And she started laughing. I said, yeah, I'll see you at like 6 a.m. We'll be done by then.
And, I mean, well, Greg kind of briefly just mentioned that, like, you know, there's a few of these that are pretty cool.
Pretty good, actually.
I have a couple I'm not crazy about. I have more of a mixed bag reaction. Yeah, but
Same here.
To me, I think I put this out on social media that I said, I can't think of a better league-wide jersey event than what this has been for the NHL in terms of, like, yes, there's a few that are bad, certainly, and a few that are kind of like, eh, whatever. But I think from any sort of league-wide rebranding event, and this isn't even a rebranding, but, like, think back to the days of the Edge where it's like, oh, man, I don't know what the hell we're looking at with some of this garbage. And or even, like, some of these throwback events from the NFL or whatever. I think this is – it's giving you that hit of nostalgia and something new. And I think in a handful of these, I think these are better than their originals in some of the things they put out there. But that's just me.
Shall we get into it and get through it and try
yeah,
to have
see, Greg, – Greg, I've got it pulled up here if you want
to – right. If you're listening to the recorded version of this – I assume we'll Go have home. Time at the time. I'm sure we'll have some time at the end to talk about a couple football games or something. But
yeah, if you can hang here for 5 hours.
if you know us too, you know that we love hockey, and you know that we love jerseys, and we love hockey jerseys.
And NHL just decided to be like, enjoy.
All right, boys. Let's play our game.
We have the full list of these. Does somebody have them all?
I've got them open. I've got them open.
No, go to my screen, Greg. I've got.
Got it.
Go to my screen. This all is. Right.
Where do we?
So we can just work our way down here if you want. Like these. So pick your poison here. They're all listed here. So.
So this is the very top of the page. There's nothing above it.
Yeah. Well, this is just like the cover.
Okay.
The placeholder photo. Yeah.
Yeah, let's just start with the right thing there, the Nordic Avalanche.
So I was
loving these things.
I'm legitimately shocked that Colorado and then later Carolina actually threw back to like their old, I guess WHA, you know, than like later NHL identities, because like I know the Whalers throwbacks have become a thing recently with Carolina, but like aside from a few pregame ceremonies to honor like the remaining Nordiques that, you know, back when Sakic and Forsberg were still playing, the Avalanche really haven't gone out of their way to acknowledge the Nordiques part of their history.
Well, so this according to an article I read today, apparently they actually like donate money to like Quebec youth hockey. And they try to keep some sort of...
Sorry, boys, we're out of time. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
They try to keep some sort of timid connection to their Quebec roots.
Well, let's get to the jersey. What do you guys think of the jersey? I love it. I think it looks good.
I think... okay. Maybe this is just the Canadian in me, but, like, seeing the Quebec Fleur-de-Lis in a shade of red is really strange. Because usually, no, when you talk about French-English divides in Canada, and you talk about that whole thing, it's like it's always like the red maple leaf, and then you got the blue fleur-de-lis. So, like, seeing the
you don't like it maroon?
The maroon, which is a shade of red, it's weird. I don't dislike it. I don't dislike it. I think it's actually a really sharp-looking uniform, but I'm just as a Canadian, it is kind of a bit jarring at first, but all in all, I like it.
All right, Andy?
It's okay.
All right. There we go.
I think the most jarring thing for me, at least on these model photos, is the fact that they put the word Avalanche on the back of the Nordique jersey.
Yeah.
Is that a placeholder, or is that going to be
actually... That's a placeholder, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they're going to have proper names.
All right. The rest of the hockey media seems to love these the most. I like them a lot. I think it's a good application of, you know, the Avalanche colors on the Nordique look. I would have preferred to make it.
You know what? If they had, you know what? If I don't know who made the call on this, if it was the Avalanche or Adidas, but whoever made the call on this has no balls, because the true champion move would have been the Wolf Nordiques look that they almost adopted.
No.
That to me is something they should have been a shoulder patch. That would have been pretty cool.
Yeah, at least give us like the stupid '90s Wolf logo on the shoulder.
Apparently, the way these things work, because normally when you get third jerseys, they're team initiated. Mm-hmm. This was an entirely Adidas initiated project. So Adidas would come to a team with one or two looks, and some of them would argue a bit more. And then I think somebody like the Avalanche, they were like, yeah, no, we like that. And then Adidas even went talked to the Canadiens and like, hey, we realize Montreal's in Quebec. Is this okay? How would you think it plays in the market? And the Canadiens were like, yeah, sure, people will buy them. So,
all right, moving along.
Now, this is interesting.
Let me tell you my favorite part of this whole picture.
Yes, please.
The camo shorts.
Same here, man. Camo shorts all over it.
That's the most Chicago thing of this picture.
The other thing about these photos, there is not a single head-on shot of that logo.
Yeah, they skirted the shit out of this.
In the video, they have it from the side there. There's another one where the guy's arm is like deliberately across it, grabbing the other sleeve. They are doing all they can to make sure that you don't see the Indian head on the front of these things.
And yeah, I'm surprised. I'm surprised they went with the like old Blackhawk crest. With the last time they had this roundel, it was the like newer.
Yeah, they put the current
brave
one in there, didn't they?
Yeah, and they. But for whatever, I mean, I think it's cool. It's a very interesting logo, and I'm glad they went with it. But for the rest of it, the uniform, it's just kind of whatever. The Blackhawks have had numerous alternates for years now, and this one just feels a little bit underthought. And
it's supposedly kind of it's based on the old barber pole uniforms they used to have with all the stripes. But then they took off all the stripes.
Right.
Then commit, cowards. Jesus.
I think that mentality of commit, cowards, is that's a theme throughout several of these.
Yes.
I mean, these aren't terrible, but like Andy said, I mean, they've got so many better options than this. So,
I mean, I realized they were never going to do this because they've already sold a ton of them, but I really liked the Winter Classic ones that they had years back. Like, yeah, those were nice.
They've had a few really, really good Winter Classic ones, and this one just feels like it's kind of just a whatever. Like, it's like, guys, we've made so many of these, we don't give a shit anymore. So,
all right.
There you go. Next.
Oh, God.
So, this was something that I thought was funny.
I hate these ones.
The Columbus Jackets Blue.
So I dislike everything about this uniform. This is the first first one that we're getting that I'm like fully thumbs down on.
There is one thing I like about it that I would like to see added to the primary uniform, and that's the little stars on the
those are nice.
The rest of it, oh Lord.
On Twitter, Sodboy pointed out that, like, what a cowardly move it was to not put Stinger
exactly. up in that shoulder pad. Commit, but, you cowards. Put the stupid bug logo that everyone made fun of back then on the shoulders.
I agree, put the bug logo. But again, you're the goddamn Blue Jackets. You can't have a red jersey. You're, like, you can't do it. Mm-hmm. And let alone, like, if you're going to do this, make it red with blue shoulders at least. The white shoulders with the red thing, it just... It doesn't work for this. It's like, I understand that all these are, take an old jersey and just move the colors around, but this is the wrong moving the colors around.
Yeah.
And if you're, again, commit, you cowards, if you're going to do the goddamn thing, give me lime green. What are you doing?
Oh, yeah. No, you want to know what would have been great now that you say it, Zach? Keep the blue base, lime green shoulders.
Yeah.
That might not have... been
it would have been dumb, but at least, again, commit to the stupid inaugural Blue Jackets identity.
It would have been whimsical. Like all credit to former LogoCast host Argentina Mike with coming up with whimsical, but yeah, that would have been perfect. These are stupid. I don't like them at all. Sorry.
No, of all the jerseys, these are dumb. Mm. Like, there's ones that are dumber, but this is certainly in the dumb.
Yeah,
and like I said, I mean, if this is like a French team, you know, Columbus Jackets blue, that's fine. But that's fuck it, just move along.
Okay, I've actually got an idea here. This will add some drama to the presentation.
Okay,
I'm going to have a timer.
Wait, can we share two screens at a time or just one?
No, I'll make it small so it's like on the side here.
I know, but I want to be able to hit the buzzer when the timer runs out.
Let me
try it. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
Did we lose Andy?
Are we really gonna limit ourselves on these? Come on,
dude. If there were five or six, I'd say no. But they're 31. Yeah, just to give you an idea, if we go 3 minutes each on each jersey, that's over an hour and a half.
Yeah, that's how long we talk.
Okay.
That's if we only go 3 minutes. There is no fucking way.
There's going to be some that are under. Like, what do we have to say about the Islanders?
You two alone will go for 3 minutes. Just yourselves. Andy and I, like I said, we go to the bar and get a drink and come back. You two'll still be going on. So I'm just saying.
You know, Mike, I'm tired of our own podcast. Style choices.
let's do our own podcast. Supposedly a sports show.
What would that be? Sass? That's pretty funny, actually.
Sass, right? Yes.
Supposedly. Like the equate.
Let's move on.
Okay, so no timer then, huh?
No, go ahead. Put it up. Who cares?
Okay, it'll be fun.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, you have a sense of humor about it.
Right. I don't like these at all.
No. I hate these for the same reasons that I hated the Blue Jackets. You're the Blues. Be blue.
Right. So the thing about it, right, is that I like the original jerseys these are based off of.
Yes.
But at the same time, it's one of those things where it's like the 90s jerseys these are based off of was the ultimate evolution, I guess, of red as an accent color. And it's like, okay, that's a lot of red, but it should probably stop here. And then here, they just made it the whole jersey, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. These, okay, two in a row here that are just bad. Just bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think you could have made. Take like those, the powder blue ones that they use, and instead of powder blue, make it like a yellow instead.
Another case of commit, you cowards. Give us the stupid gradient trumpet uniforms that apparently Mike Keenan, like. No, was it Keenan or Quinville?
No, it was Keenan. It was Mike Keenan.
Give us the stupid gradient trumpet uniforms that Keenan, like, vetoed. Like,
hey, I just want to point out how fucked up 2020's been. Remember when these guys were Stanley Cup champions? Was that, like, 5 years ago? No.
Oh, God. Well, and again, like, when you're the Blues, be the Blues. But, like, there are two historic rivals, the Red Wings and Blackhawks. Any idea what their main color happens to be?
Not blue.
Red, you know.
Well, we're going to get to the Red Wings in a bit.
Oh, Jesus, well, yeah. I saw it. All right, anyway.
My, 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 The only opinion I have on this is that it looks like a late 1980s, early 1990s fast food worker uniform.
Yeah.
Like an
apron at a Hardee's or something like that. It is.
Yeah, kind of... that's a McDonald's uniform, sure.
Yeah, not much good to say here. All right, reset the timer. Let's move along.
We're resetting the timer. Moving on.
Hey, we get in that. Yeah. We get in and out of that one in less than 2 minutes. Good job, boys. Oh, Lord.
These are beautiful. I like these.
Yeah.
These are gorgeous.
Maybe it's just my monitor.
These are the Bruins, by the way, for the listeners.
The shade of yellow seems a little too not in my face enough, if that makes sense. But it might just be my monitor. Let me check here.
So for me, one of the reasons I like these, aside from the fact that I always kind of found the gold Bruins jerseys really fascinating when I would look through old, you know, NHL books and whatnot, and so I like seeing this, is that there's been a really disappointing, I guess, trend or movement lately among logo and uniform fans who have been saying stuff like, the Bruins should replace the black with brown. And it's like, no, dumb people, stop it. Because it's like the Bruins were a brown team for like 5 years at their start before they switched to black. And they've been black since. The Bruins are a black and gold team.
Well, not and only so, that, but is it because Bears are brown? Is that the idea?
I guess to create some distance with Pittsburgh. But like,
oh, whatever.
But at the end of the day, my I like the Bruins in black and gold, and I think this is a really nice black and gold Bruins jersey. So I like them.
It's not bad. I mean, I like the look of it. I just think the yellow could be a little.
I also like how they brought back the cracked out bear alternate.
We love the meth bear on the shoulder.
meth bear. Yeah.
Yeah. The meth bear is a classic. Keep him.
All right.
Just to give you an idea of like this uniform or this jersey, like. Because it's already been out there, kind of. This jersey's been done before. The first thing I look at is I go, okay, the uniform is not terribly unique. I look at the guy's jeans. Okay, he's got like acid wash, torn up jeans. Okay.
Like the camo pants, they've captured the locale perfectly.
I do have to give them props on diversifying the models. I think there's a different model for all 31 teams. So that's
based on the background and stuff, the bricks and everything. I think they probably went outside like a local, you know, Panera Bread or something and just grabbed some guy and just like put a jersey on.
Dude, put the jersey on. Okay, up next.
All right.
Oops. Oh, there's Meth Bear. I want to start with this because I know Mike's going to hate it. Yeah. I love this.
I do too.
You're both dead to me.
But I understand why, if you were a Canadiens fan or a Canadian, just in general, that you would have a real problem with this.
I'm a Leafs fan, and I have a problem.
Mike, didn't you just say that everything in Quebec is blue, though?
Well, I think he's got you in the corner now, bud.
Zach?
Yes. Yeah, Mike? As soon as I saw these, I knew Mike was going to have a conniption. So please,
Montreal Canadiens and the Toronto Maple Leafs are the two oldest teams in the league. They've got quite possibly the oldest rivalry in North American pro sports. And you're going to dress the Canadiens in a blue jersey with white stripes? Go fuck yourselves, Adidas.
Again, like I was saying, I like these, but I understand why it would bother people. This would be like if the Yankees rolled out with, I don't know, if they were red.
Or like if the Red Sox came out wearing pinstripes. Like, yeah, exactly. What are you doing?
But aesthetically, this is beautiful. I love it.
Well, the main problem here is that you have an H. The H of the logo has blue trim. Mm-hmm. And then you go up to here where it's white with red trim for the numbers on here. And I just feel like you either need to match the double stroke or you need to have that be blue, not red.
Nice catch. I guess I hadn't taken a close look at the numbers, but you're right. Now that you mention that, that bothers me. But
you're welcome.
Like, I think this is like the only thing the Canadians could do, right? Like, what else would you like Montreal to do?
Bring back the weird time in their history. They were green and red. I don't know.
I like that old alt they wore back. I forget when it was. One of the Winter Classics, they had an alt that was blue base, but it was the white jersey, and they kind of flip-flopped the blue and the red.
It was awesome.
I love that.
Oh, Vancouver.
Wow.
Here's the problem the Canucks ran into. they just had their 50th anniversary.
And they wore all their uniforms.
And they wore all their alternates. They wore all their retro alternates already. So they were like, well, we already sold all the flying skates and the Vs and whatever. So what did we not wear? Oh, this thing?
The gradient uniform we had for two seasons and everyone hated because it was dumb?
Yeah. It's literally the only thing they didn't wear. So this is what they got now. Ugh. I would have preferred like a blue and white of the Victory V jersey, but that's just me.
Or a blue, white, and green version maybe of the Millionaires look.
Yeah. But this is, I mean, we've long talked about gradients on the show. And I do, but here's the thing. This is one of those that I think is better than the original. The blue and red one was bad. This is better. It's not good, but it's better than what it is.
I would say that the gradient makes more sense here because it's like, okay, you got a killer whale logo. And so the green to blue gradient is kind of like a it gives me more of a sea vibe. So it's like, okay, I guess I can buy into that. Whereas like the red to blue was like kind of strange and I didn't really get what they were going for.
I have to give Jeremy credit. He admitted he had one of those. Yeah,
that's a bold cop.
Right? Man, that's brave. I like
that's
that.
That's a drunk purchase there. I think they found the girl who's modeling this picture, I think is the same. I mean, I'm totally making this up, but I think is the same girl who was in the famous kiss during a hockey riot photo, if you recall.
Oh, yeah.
The one where Zach had one of the greatest posts of all time on the boards.
Someone in Vancouver scored on the road.
Yeah.
That is iconic. Well done, Zach. I forgot all about that.
That might be – I mean, there's so many, but that might be my all-time favorite. That is just amazing. But, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
I love these. I am in love with these goddamn jerseys. In the NHL video games where you can, like, create a team – the instant they finally put the Screaming Eagle logo in there, I have made a red, white, and blue version of that jersey every single time. I love this. If there's a look among these, this is one of the ones that I would say, make it your primary look tomorrow, and I will love you forever. These are great. I love it.
I wouldn't go so far as to say make it your primary look tomorrow, but I will say I think they look very good. I'm going to disagree with some people on the CCSLC who seem to love the slate blue and copper color scheme. I never thought it was that good, and I think that if you're named the Washington Capitals, you should just rock red, white, and blue. That being said, I think that you take that 90s look and you put it in red, white, and blue like they did here, and it looks really sharp. Again, not sure I'd say primary material, but I really do like this. This is nice.
I'm with Zach. Primary material. The only thing I don't really care for, the numbers. I know they're off a little bit. The two looks like it's like hemorrhaging and having some sort of like a – it's like –
were the numbers designed to look like the numbers on like currency? Like I don't know where I picked
I don't know. I don't know what they're originally supposed to be, but that's how they always were.
Yeah. go ahead, Zach. I was just going to say my only thing with it is that I think the logo, the eagle, while I like it, just a tad too big.
That was my thought this morning too, that it looked rather large.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I love the color combination. I love the colors. They're beautiful.
I do need to ask.
I'm so glad they brought back the Capitol Dome logo.
I do need to ask Andy and Zach this
as the buzzer sounds.
But I am curious. When you say like make this the primary look tomorrow, would you guys keep the Capitol's word mark on the stripes?
Yeah, I would.
Sure. I don't hate it. I don't hate it as much as like the Buffalo one or the old Los Angeles one. Like, keep it.
Yeah, that's a good question, Mike. Because I was looking at that, I'm like, do I like that or don't I? And I can live with it.
I think that if this were kept around as an alternate, it would be perfectly fine. But I think if you were going to promote this to full time status, you'd need to lose that.
Yeah, the only thing I would change is with the little beveling marks there on the Capitals, you need to have those be in the numbers and in the – just be consistent. That's all.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that thing's bitching. It's infinitely better than what they have now. Congratulations, you've designed your new
letter. Better than the lowercase capitals, yes.
Why is this guy carrying around a second pair of jeans?
These models are fascinating.
I don't think it's his jacket. He's going to put on his jean jacket over his jersey and walk to Toledo, I guess. I don't know.
He's got a Canadian tuxedo there he's carrying.
Oh, no.
Now, hold on. I know you want to rag on these. The purple version of this is much better than the green version of this.
Yes! Okay. Yes, it is
this
better
is
than the green.
Much better.
Is it good, though?
I think the when people are like, oh, can they really can they bring back the Kachina? Put that Kachina head on a regular jersey, and that's where you go.
Yeah.
The purple is better than the green, but take the floor because I know these are also 90s garbage.
I got to say this before I forget. The bottom half of that looks like what Fred Flintstone wears. I'm sorry, but it does.
This identity with the stupid, like, desert landscape on the ham stripe was dumb then, and it's still dumb. Like, and to kind of piggyback off what Zach said, when people say, oh, bring back the Kachina look, they're primarily talking about the Home and Road set from that era, not the alternates, which I think even most Coyotes fans were like, and no.
I'm surprised they had these for 3 years.
It does feel like a fever dream.
All these other 90s fever dream jerseys that, like, the Ducks Wild Wing, which we'll get to, that lasted a season.
Yeah.
While this thing managed to get 3 years of its life. How that happened, I don't know.
But man, this is so fun, and it's what the Coyotes, like, the Coyotes have become this, you know, the new Coyote that's, like, moaning in pain as it hits its toe is fine, but, like, this has so much more character and flavor, and I know it's kind of hokey, and it's such a 90s thing, but you know what, man? You're a 90s franchise. Just own it. Just own it, embrace it, and exactly. Just love it, and I don't think, you know, I'm not particularly in love with the purple or anything, but I mean, like, I wouldn't change it for the world because this is what the Coyotes need to be. Is they need to lean heavily and dominate this kind of design aesthetic. Be fine.
And the purple pops so much more than the green. The green was just ugly and drab.
Yeah, it doesn't look good on the ice.
This works good. I like this.
I can't get past the rest of the pants, but other than that, all right.
I can't tell what the backdrop is, and he's in front of
the theater. All these things are just the backdrops. They all are the same thing. It's like. Oh. They're the color of the jersey, and then it says reverse retro. It might say something about, like, get your future or something, but
dumb.
Yeah. It's just marketing garbage. The New Jersey Christmas Devils.
I like these.
I do too. Yeah.
Yeah. These are a simple color swap of the old red and green ones. You make the body green and the shoulders red. And they're good. I mean, I would have hoped, I guess the Devils don't really have a lot to choose from, right? It's either make the red jerseys black or make the green and red jerseys flipped colors.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is very Christmassy looking. So if they ever wanted to just use it forever as the holiday jersey, it works perfectly for that.
I've long been a supporter of the Devils going back to the Christmas look. And so I'm into these. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unique. It reduces the red black contingent in the NHL by another team, and it I don't know. I've always liked kind of like the weird striping pattern that they had. So I'm all into these.
That hem stripe is such a weird choice.
It is.
That's what makes it look so Christmassy though when you do it in this version.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if you could kind of maybe eliminate a few of those stripes, you could probably not be as holiday looking, but I like it. I think it looks good.
Yeah, I think this is excellent. I wish they would just completely go with maybe not this green, maybe more muted green that kind of lets the red be the main thing, but more maybe like a fatigues green. But this is beautiful. I love this sweater. This is fantastic.
Yeah.
So I don't have anything real critical. Two thumbs up. All right, here you go, Zach.
Oh no!
Mighty fucking Ducks of Anaheim, baby! Oh my god, I'm so excited for this.
Really?
This is clean. I love the white version of this. I think I like the white version more than I like the jade. Yes, it's stupid. Yes, our cartoon mascot is jumping out of the ice. I guess it's paintbrush font. Like, god damn it if I don't love it.
Zach, question.
Yeah.
Have you lost your fucking mind?
Question. Why is the ice green?
Pond ice.
food coloring, Mike.
That, like, I know. When they said that they were going to flip it, I was like, wait, how are they going to – are they going to color the ice?
Yeah.
I don't understand how you're going to do that properly, but they did it. It looks better than I had thought it might. But.
Also, question. So if you go into the ice that Wild Wing is jumping out of on these, is this where the Iceman is –
That's where he lies, yeah.
Is that where he's been buried forever?
Yeah, he's in the bottom of these jerseys.
Syracuse Crunch guy, everybody's down there.
Yeah. Tell me why they're bad. Tell me why they're bad.
All the reasons you said, actually, it's just...
How dare you?
Stupid cartoon mascot jumping out of the ice, paintbrush font.
How dare you? The Ducks won this jersey event. Stop counting all the other jerseys.
They won it by a lot.
Strong comeback after the Zach isn't everything in Quebec blue statement. So you're back on even footing now, boys.
Two things. One, yeah. this is a napkin drawing that somebody put on a uniform. two. I don't know if the second picture. Where's the guy's hands? Is it on a model or what is going on?
That's a very interesting framing.
Yeah, this thing is stupid and dumb, but you know what? Have fun with it. Whatever. Zach is the one who you measure the jersey by. If Zach seems to love it, then Anaheim Ducks fans will.
I have to ask Zach, have you bought one yet?
They're on sale tomorrow.
And you're going to buy one?
He'll be there. I suspect he'll be at the team store in person.
After we go off the air tonight, waiting in line, right? After we're done, he'll head straight to the store.
He'll get a tent set up outside, yes.
I have every single notification possible ready to let me know when to buy them. So,
oh, Chaos Blast isn't here for this. That's too bad. Oh,
man.
So this is the same thing the Flames used to wear. It's worse. Like, they just took away more red.
So, I've always hated this logo, and I'm disappointed to see that, like, Gen Zers are, like, apparently smitten with this snot horse thing.
Really?
Yeah, apparently. But let me ask all of the people out there who try to defend this logo, where's the horse's mane?
It's that little bit of fire on its forehead.
So it's a horse that's suffering from male pattern baldness. Okay, so.
I guess. again, the Flames had so many other directions to go. It's kind of disappointing that they went with this. But, like, again, with the choices that are, I guess, the theme of all these things, it makes sense. I don't know.
The thing that I think is disappointing about these is, okay, so you got retro uniform. So you're doing like the reverse retro thing. Wouldn't it make sense to make a black version of the uniforms that they went to the Cup in against Tampa? Like the fact that they took a black jersey they used to wear and just made it more black seems like. Not really.
Or
the
make
best.
One of your other jerseys yellow, or get the pedestal jersey.
Yellow, yeah. Maybe yellow with the red shoulders and kind of go that route. That's what I would have done. Yeah. Thumbs down on this one.
And while we have a second, I want to address something with the Ducks again before we move on, because people are all like, "Oh my god, why did they just use the regular logo? Why did they just use an old?" It's like, well, they just made one for the 25th anniversary 2 years ago. It was the Canucks problem. We're like, they just sold one. I'm sorry, but this is what you're going to get, and it's not fun. So
they could have done those weird alternates from the early 2000s with the yellow stripes.
No. Those are the only ones I would play no to.
All right, Philadelphia Flyers, go.
I actually like these.
I like them a lot. I do.
I see people kind of hating on them. They're the late 2000s or late 90s 2000s ones.
My only issue is the weird white stripe going around the shoulder. Like, don't do that. Like, maybe just make it a.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like the way it circles under. Like, it's kind of, you know. But other than that, I love it. I love it. I think it's good.
But that's part of, like, the problem with some of these is where they're keeping the design so intact that they kind of just have to work with what they got.
Yeah.
And so, that stripe is there. You can't really – you could get rid of it, but then it's not the same thing.
Sure.
Yeah, it's fine. This thing looks like – it looks like the profile of a squashed penis. That's kind of unfortunately.
I've Wow. Okay. Just said like I can't really say anything after that.
You could have just said like an orange chef's hat or something, Andy.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I could see that, yeah. But I mean, just, you know, or a peg or something. Like, it just, I don't know. This is fine. Flyers fans probably dig it. I think it's
middle
fine.
Of the road. Middle of the road for these things.
That's assuming that Flyers fans could find it on the internet, but that's.
Or read.
But I digress.
Do you guys have anything else on this? I don't particularly care.
No. I mean, they're fine. They're fine.
Not bad. Not great.
So the Las Vegas Golden Knights. Again, a team that doesn't have a history. So they went back and this is based on the.
They're Las throwing Vegas back to Thunder. Nothing.
They're throwing back to Las Vegas hockey history. So it's the IHL's Las Vegas Thunder.
Yeah.
And then there was another team, the Las Vegas Wranglers, who wore red jerseys. So that's what this is. So
this is kind of what they're talking about, is this look here.
Okay. So I'm going to say it. I think these are better than the stupid gold alternates they just unveiled.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed.
I mean,
much better than those shiny gold monstrosities. And I do like the secondary logo.
I don't know how long this promotion is going to last, but you know, if this is just like a one and done deal, then this is going to be one case where I'm like, Vegas, just keep this around and make this your alternate, because that gold one is stupid.
I wouldn't be surprised, like you said, if this. I think this is one and done, but this is one where fans will probably be like, "Hey, bring back that red jersey from that one time."
It's
going
to be like how the Jackets fans kept pushing for the alternate to become the primary. I mean, not same idea. They're going to be like, "No, we like that. You got to keep it around." Yeah. I like it. Looks good. Looks real good.
Yeah, there's some nice elements here. I think they'll, you know, for a franchise as young as Vegas, they'll adopt it in some form or fashion, and who knows what they'll do. But
again, as for a team called this is the problem with some of these teams with colors in the name, as the Golden Knights. I don't know if I totally love a red jersey for them, but I think with the Vegas of it all and incorporating the secondary logo rather than the helmet, I think it works better. I think it's good.
All right.
Hey, the Hartford Hurricanes.
The Hartford Hurricane Whalers.
So, did you read why the jersey is gray?
No.
Oh,
it is the only shared color between the Hurricanes and Whalers in their history. So that's why they made it a gray base.
I don't give a fuck. Make it the right jersey. I really don't fucking care about that.
I'm with Greg on this. It's one of those cases where it's like, I really don't care about your design speak. Just
no.
Give me a green or a blue one, please.
Yeah,
like,
do it right. Like you were saying, Mike, don't just like go
commit
all in.
You cowards.
Commit you cowards. Exactly.
But I'm glad they didn't do what the Avalanche did with the Nordiques.
Oh, what? And do the Whalers in
red and black
colors?
Yeah, that would have been a travesty. That's not going to
we'll
work.
We'll put like the Hurricane stripe on the bottom of this thing.
Oh, no.
I think they're fine. I do, like, obviously these jerseys are much better, whether it's the blue or the green or the white or whichever Hartford Whaler jersey you want. But, I mean, the logo is iconic. The logo instantly makes it like a top 10 jersey no matter what. And I think the gray is fine. I think the gray actually works. And long live Pucky. Pucky the whale.
Pucky is back.
I think overall on the whole, these are a win. I actually kind of like the gray. I think it strangely it kind of works.
I don't mind it. It's just don't feed me bullshit on why you did it.
Right. Yeah. And I do wish they would.
We share a tertiary color, so we used it.
There's only so many times you can like bring out the Whaler stuff though for this franchise before eventually it's like,
why don't you just move back to Hartford, please?
I mean, or just become the Carolina Whalers and just keep the logo and or just, you know, whatever. Just isn't there a town in the Carolinas that starts with an H? Just go
Raleigh
with that.
Ends with an H.
Or just be the Here Whalers.
Well, you could be the Hickory Whalers. There's Hickory, North Carolina.
There you go.
I've got the perfect one. Hendersonville, North Carolina. The Hendersonville Whalers. Sure. Come on. It's landlocked, but so what? Who cares?
Fuck the New York Islanders.
The New York – so
– you again, Mike, you cowards. Where
exactly.
Is the fisherman?
The fisherman was right there, you cowards.
Literally, this is – they said, this is Lou Lamoriello all over it, and you know it, where it's – oh, let's just go back to the dynasty jerseys. Well, what can we make different about them? Should we make them orange? Should we make them interesting?
Well, the thing is, they already wear the Dynasty uniforms.
No, the striping is different. The striping is slightly different.
This is legitimately one.
Is flip the orange and the white on the sleeves and make it navy blue. That's it.
Legitimately, like, we'd notice because we're nerds like this. Most people wouldn't even know.
If you go to the Islanders social media pages, that's what everyone's commenting. Like, what the hell's the difference?
To steal a line that I think Zach will appreciate. Every party needs a pooper. That's why they invited you. Party pooper. Like, what is this, Islanders? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
People have been clamoring for the fishermen.
Why?
At the very least, make them orange or something. Do something.
Blue Amarillo sucks.
Just do something is the...
No, Jeremy says it, right? Like, I bet they had to fight Lou on darkening the blue. Like,
like, I feel like on the interior of the collar, it says, just do something. That's like they're like
that's
crazy.
The anger effect.
Yeah, it's on the hem or whatever.
It's either that or the hammer or the hammer effect on the inside of the collar is just like in Lou Lamorello's handwriting, are you happy?
Like, or if you're really so against bringing back the fisherman logo, do those stupid orange lighthouse ones. Like,
the ones with the stupid blue triangles?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well,
Winterpeg Jets.
Look, never has a jersey so perfectly captured the mood in Winnipeg than this.
Dark gray.
The
color of a jet.
Yeah.
Winnipeg is famous for the whiteout. They were one of the first big hockey whiteout things.
Yeah.
And so naturally, it's like, let's make this thing dark, like charcoal gray. And I feel like there's a real lack of effort here.
So I think the problem is that, like, it's kind of like what we talked about with, say, the Ducks or the Canucks, which is that the WHA throwbacks for the Jets that everyone loved, they already did blue and white versions of those for the Heritage Classic games.
Yeah.
So they've already sold those.
Make a red one. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like, honestly, I think that would have been better. If you look at those Heritage Classic Jets uniforms that they've worn the past couple of years, and you just make a red one, then it's like, there you go. Boom, done. But apparently, the reason why they won't do it is that the chairman of True North Sports and Entertainment hates red.
Oh my God.
So, something that I find interesting about the Jets, like, jersey choices since they've moved back, and because clearly they keep wanting to throw back to the Arizona Coyotes.
Yeah, the original Jets, yes.
But the thing that they haven't done yet is they haven't done the late 80s, 90s version of the Jets uniforms yet.
Oh, the last one they wore.
The Teemu Selanne ones, yeah. They haven't worn those yet for whatever
which
reason.
Which you think they would have because, like, one, there's nostalgia because that was what they were wearing when they left. Mm-hmm. And two, like you said, like Teemu Selanne, right? Like Teemu's rookie season with the Jets is like one of those great hockey lore things, right? So, like, you'd think they would have been all over that. Like, hell, like, it probably wouldn't look as good as the original, but take the Teemu jerseys and make them red or something, like... That would have been cool, but whatever.
Yeah. I love
now,
these.
These are good.
So,
these are the Los Angeles Kings, everybody.
So
what they should have been wearing the entire goddamn time.
So yeah. I'm on record saying I don't like the Kings in purple and gold.
Yeah.
That being said, the Gretzky look in purple and gold looks so good.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like the Lakers.
I'm signing off of making these primary jerseys right now.
Yeah, these are really nice.
My favorite part of this is I love that it's got like the Chevrolet bow tie up here.
Yep.
I love that the Los Angeles is like a just whatever 80s hotel font.
I've always liked this logo. Like even in black and silver, I've loved this logo. Mm-hmm. I like it in purple, you know, gold and white. Like, I don't know, like, for the same reasons Andy does. Like, I like the stupid hotel font. I like the stupid emotion lines on the Kings. I like
it's Lakers font.
Yeah, Lakers font. Like I love the stock image of a crown they just slapped on there. I love how it's in an unnecessary like beer label shield. Like I love everything about it.
Zach, didn't the Buss family own the Kings at one time?
Well, yes.
At the same time with the Lakers, is that why we got? I'm asking, is that how we got the purple and gold?
Well, no, I think it was Jack Kent Cook owned the Kings first.
Oh, okay, never mind.
He made them those colors just so like it was like a blatant like like the Lakers, right?
And that's the thing with the Kings, like they were blatantly the Lakers, and they were blatantly the Raiders, and then they were sort of
blatantly the Sacramento Kings.
This is great, and I do love that this comes at a time where the Lakers are going to be throwing back to those 60s jerseys, the blue and white. So the Lakers are going to look like the Dodgers, and the Kings are going to look like the Lakers. So now we need the Dodgers to come up with a black and silver jersey to look like the Kings, and we'll have a nice little triangle going.
There you go.
I'm gonna have a seizure. So let's go ahead and move on to now that we've discussed the weird like triangulation of LA uniforms that needs to occur to open the pit to some ethereal universe. Here we go.
Oh my God,
Tampa Bay.
This is what the Tampa Bay Lightning should have been wearing the entire goddamn time.
This is it. This is so nice. Like the Lightning dressing up like the Maple Leafs always annoyed me. One, because they copied the Maple Leafs, and two, it really doesn't seem like it fits Tampa. Like, Tampa is not a traditional sports city. Like, you look at, and, you know, you look at their teams, right? And you've got the Rays, who debuted in stupid, like, purple, green, and gold gradients. The Buccaneers, whose original, you know, quote-unquote classic uniforms was creamsicle orange, and then the Lightning, who, you know, had these black uniforms with, like, lightning bolts down the side of the pants. Like, Tampa is not a sports city that skews traditional in any respect, and so when the Lightning did, their current uniforms on, you know, obviously as a Leafs fan, I was upset because they were blatantly ripping off our look. But at the same time, it was also like, this doesn't really fit it. And the more time I've spent in Tampa, the more that feeling has sort of amplified. So seeing this is actually really, really nice because this looks like the perfect Tampa Bay Lightning jersey. Like this is one of those ones where I'm like, next season, make this the primary.
What do you do? How do you get a little contrast in there with the lightning bolt with all that white? I need a little more of that.
Well, it's on a silver background.
Oh, okay. It looks white to me.
So. Yeah, no, that's. I think that's just because of the glare from the. Okay. Because yeah, no, that original logo was a silver circle with a lightning bolt.
Yeah,
I think I have a different picture of it.
I think on the ice it'll look. It'll look a lot better. It'll look like this. Yeah. The silver and kind of the texture will kind of pop, for lack of a better word.
Again, this is one of those of all these jerseys that have been released, and it's like, you look at this and you said, this wasn't already an alternate uniform? Like, how is this not?
Yeah.
Okay, I see a better picture of it now, and there's definitely better contrast. So, all right, yeah. I got it. I'm with you, though. Okay.
We'll talk about contrast a little bit later, but oof. These suck.
I hate these.
That's objectively bad, yeah.
Fuck you, Adidas. You dressed the Canadians in
the Toronto Maple Leafs,
and now you take my beloved Toronto Maple Leafs, and you fart this out. What brain dead intern did you have designing these? And you know what? If this was personally done by Andrew, stop huffing glue, buddy. All right, it's time to put the glue down because my. God, the decisions. Why?
When it comes to Maple Leafs designs, this is one of the only ones that's different, right? The jersey design. I don't know why they put the wrong logo on the front of this jersey, but have the right logo on the shoulder.
That's another thing that bothers me is that. So for people get okay. So they took the 70-93 Ballard design, which is, you know, the blue jersey with the solid white shoulders and the white stripe on the waist. Only they kept the Ballard leaf, the really blocky 70s-looking leaf, on the shoulders, but then they used the 67 leaf based off the Canadian flag on the chest.
And then they made all the white silver.
And then they made all the white silver. And
to remind,
then...
to remind everyone that the Leafs haven't won the cup in forever.
Honestly, I thought that was a labored attempt at the that brief period in like the 2000s where the Leafs added silver trim everywhere.
Well, the ultimate sign that this jersey is shit is that the font there for the name is the same as the former Cleveland Browns text that was going down the leg where it said Browns. That's the exact same font.
Have you guys seen
the lowercase n?
That's trash too. Yeah.
If you but like. And then on top of all of these bad design choices, they then decide to put a blue maple leaf on a blue jersey, something that has never happened in the history of the Maple Leafs before.
You know, blue maple leaf on the blue jersey, blue numbers on the blue jersey, it's...
Well, here's the thing. It looks like... I don't think you guys have seen them. They were on the NHL shop for a while. You could buy a hoodie that looked like a jersey. And that's what this is. That's what this looks like. Remember those?
I
hate... all of the decisions that went in. Look, I get it. The Leafs don't have the most, you know, diverse uniform history, but they don't need it. But too, it's like, if you wanted to be like, we're going to mash up the 67 and 70 uniforms, at least put a white maple leaf on the blue jersey and at least get the maple leaves consistent across the design. At least put contrasting numbers. This is so bad.
Or make objectively, make a blue and white St. Pat's jersey.
Make a blue and white St. Pat's jersey. Who the fuck cares?
You gotta bring if there was ever a time to do the Maple Leafs with an X 90s graffiti.
Why don't you go digging through MLSE's like fucking vaults and find the stupid 90s jerseys that they almost went to with the spray paint?
Or at least have your model have blue fingernail finish there. Right. Like a red.
Moving on before
Mike kills himself. Let's move on to minute 10 of the Toronto Maple Leafs.
When we're talking about, you know, go for it, you cowards.
Yeah.
There was only one Oilers jersey that is different enough to make this interesting.
Robo-sperm.
The Todd McFarlane designed, you know, gear.
Robo-sperm, yeah.
Like, make that in blue and orange. And it would sell like nothing else.
They
probably had some sort of like copyright issue with McFarlane, maybe. But like, just look.
No, I'm pretty sure they don't. Like, I'm pretty sure that I'm pretty sure that he signed something, where it's like anything that he did, like that was the property of the Oilers.
They should have done it, because otherwise, this is just like, hey, you know those Oilers you love? What about if we made them slightly oranger?
I'm with Zach on this. Like, especially as someone who was a teenager when those McFarlane jerseys came out, and being a teenager and having bad like design opinions, I loved them at the time. granted, these days I'm like, yeah, no, those McFarlane ones were dumb. But for an event like this, definitely they should have gone back to those.
The only thing I think,
the meaning of all the remember how all the gear sprockets are like the number of Hall of Famers and the number of cups. They could have changed the meaning and say the number of overall draft picks we've had in the last 10 years.
Number one.
No, the way to fix this is to get rid of the stroke, make these solid, and make them blue, and then you're done. Like, having the stroke, it throws everything else off because nothing else has it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It's fine. Whatever, it's fine. If I was an Oilers fan, I'd probably be like, I'm not buying this. I already own the other one.
I think it looks like...
If you're an Oilers fan... that already owns like three McDavid jerseys, why would you throw money at this one? It's just oranger. Okay, cool.
I think it looks like Andy made a reference to like a restaurant. Like, it looks like that. I'm trying to think of, is it Hardee's that has the orange in their colors?
Yeah, kind of old Hardee's look a little bit.
Yeah, right. That's what it reminds me of. And that's probably not what they were going for.
All right.
These Panther jerseys were always better in red. I don't love the addition of the white cuffs and hemstripe like that.
It throws the balance off
to me a little bit, but like, I don't know. It's good to see this style back, but I would have preferred the red one.
I would have preferred the red one too, but for what this is, I really like this. I think
yeah. I actually think I like the blue with the panther on it better than the red. There you go.
Yeah, I think this is a great look. I feel like this is well. I mean, I do like the current Panthers look. Okay, this is pretty sharp. I feel like this is a good look for them.
Apparently, what they did is they just took the old jerseys, and these are supposedly the new colors, even though they're not all that different.
Yeah,
but
looks sharp.
I like
the return of the sun and palm tree logo. That's
the cross stick and tree there.
It's a good alternate logo that has unfortunately lost the time. But
yeah, well done. Well done, Adidas. Well done, Panthers. Very good. All right. Yet another Pittsburgh.
I like these a lot.
Yeah, I think we talked about these when they leaked. They're good. Like the black ones were really good. Apparently, the story goes that when they made those black jerseys with the Pittsburgh across the front, they also wanted to have a fourth jersey, which would be the white version. But the NHL said, no, we're not ready for that quite yet. And then they did that, you know, 4 or 5 years later when the Mighty Ducks had two alternate jerseys in the same season. They're good. They're solid. They're classy. I wish they would have had the Robo Penguin on the shoulder instead of the...
No! Death to Robo Penguin.
Death to Robo Penguin. I'm with you, Mike.
Death to Robo Penguin. Yep.
I grew up as a kid, when I was first getting into hockey to learn all the teams, I would draw all the logos. So as a 90s kid, what was the Penguins logo I drew all the time?
I get that. I get that, but like the skating penguin is just so much more characterful.
Yes, I agree.
He would have had a triangle instead of just having the no triangle penguin.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that's a valid thing.
This is a college sweater. It's boring. I don't particularly care for it. I think that the Penguins have got so much more unique other uniforms throughout their history, and this just has a ton of white space.
Yeah,
and it's a dull.
Then if we can we yell at a team again? Commit, you cowards! Give us the Robo Penguin.
Or you want to know what the commit you cowards is for the Penguins in this?
Vegas gold?
No, the alternate turned primary one that was black, but then it had like the gradient into pinstriped chest stripe. Yeah, that's what they should have done.
No, don't give me this gold letters with a drop shadow and a tiny stroke, and then on the back with your numbers, have it be make it match. God damn it! Like make this. Like
Andy
this.
Going okay. Full typography this episode.
It's like little things. Like this is not. I'm not asking for a lot. It's just make it consistent.
You're right. It is inconsistent. And now that you pointed out, it does bother.
Yeah, it's okay. I don't like it better than their. There's nothing about it that I like better than the black Pittsburgh jersey or their two primaries. It's fine. It's fine.
All right. So
they already have one of these?
No. Well, yes and no. So this is the Nashville Predators. They did have that gold alternate from way back in the day with the three-dimensional Predator.
That's my – again, commit, you cowards. They should have done that. They should have.
No, that's objectively too ugly to exist.
Okay, so you want to know the funniest thing about those is that they had – those jerseys were actually a navy base with a thick gold mesh on top of them.
And it looked like diarrhea.
Diarrhea. And here's the thing. I actually remember when so this is a brief tangent. When I when first year in high school, Mike joined the hockey team. They needed to fit everyone for jerseys, and so they brought in blank jerseys for everyone to sort of wear, so they could mark down what everyone's size was. And they were blank versions of those old mustard diarrhea Predators jerseys. And granted, I only wore one long enough for them to get a size down on me, but those are heavy as hell.
I remember hearing that. When it comes to the teams that, like, I think these are upgrades from the original versions of these, because, again, these are just their normal inaugural season jerseys with the silver shoulders. I like them in yellow more than I do in blue. I think this works very well.
Works for them. I do wish that they had brought back the original, maybe, like, late 90s. Early 2000s, like Illuminati Tower alternate logo that made no sense.
Oh. Well, that was it was attached to their arena. It was like,
like bring that back. Like,
how dare they have the Chicago model with the camo shorts wear this Predator?
No, it's a different guy. Okay, same shorts, different guy.
Not a fan of that. That you got to leave that.
Well,
with
here's the thing: they couldn't find an actual Predators fan, so they just had to find another Blackhawks fan.
Well, they needed to find a guy wearing shorts and put him in that jersey. That would have been perfect.
If the Predators should have done something else, it should have been the one with the checker racing flag.
Oh right, that was a thing for like a season.
So the New York Rangers, they bring back Lady Liberty. Yay. They get rid of all the interesting design elements of the
I don't this is objectively worse than the original Liberty.
No question about it. But I can't help but love it because I've always loved the Lady Liberty jerseys.
I think the problem is they already did these in blue and white. These so look I guess like, the only thing they could have done is like made them red, but they took away all the other stripes. There's just the one arm stripe.
Yeah, it looks a little bit too much like a fashion jersey. It doesn't look like a long sleeve t-shirt.
Here's the thing. These look fine on a model, and I'm sure they're going to look fine just, you know, people buying them and wearing them around. You put this jersey on hockey players, you know, for actual games, you know, hockey players all padded up. That's going to be a lot of blue and not a lot to counterbalance it. Like I agree.
Like shorts, right?
They were red shorts, yeah.
So they do wear red shorts. Yeah. That'll help a bit. But, I get it. Zach said, like, you know, they already did a blue version and a white version of the original. So there is, of course, the question. And I guess in that regard, this is just a mashup of those two. Like, they just took the blue sleeves from the white jersey and put them on the blue jersey. But I don't know. I think there could have been another way to do it. I don't know. I'm happy Lady Liberty's back. So I guess just small miracles on that.
It could have been better.
Yeah, the vibe I get from this is totally like, I can't remember how we put it last time, but it looks like a knockoff. It looks right. Flea market. Yes, it looks like a flea market sweater. It's fine. Got some cool stuff. It's okay, but it's like they got like halfway through it and they're like, I think we're done, guys. Anyone else want to go do something else? And they're like, yeah.
Just good. A real quick side note, the white Lady Liberty is like we have on the boards our like whale jersey, the one that we can't find that we want. That's the one for me is the white Liberty jersey. I had a chance to get one once and I blew it and I've kicked myself ever since. All right.
As Michael Walker says in the chat, these could use some red sleeve cuffs.
Yeah, I completely agree. Yep.
Absolutely.
There's something else. Speaking of medium things. So I know exactly what happened.
You Red Wings.
So what happened here is that they were putting together the uniform in whatever program, the Adobe Suite, they were assembling these. What happened is they forgot to like flatten the file or like they deleted a few layers, and then when they sent it, and then they started getting them back from the manufacturer, and they're like, what the fuck happened? Like, where did all these other elements go? And then they looked at the file and they went, oh shit. Like, I forgot to like add those as part of the thing. I sent the wrong file. This is from like 2 months ago. It's like a draft. And
it's like, we're still using it still has the default template gray stripes. Like, shit.
and then they're like, you know what? Just forget it. Just, we'll just pretend.
Go with it.
Yeah, well, we just dumped like 30, you know, a few, like $100,000 into this. Just fuck it. We'll just roll with it.
Yeah. Like, again, but if you're taking a normal Red Wings jersey, what do you do? Like, the only thing I thought of was I guess you could take the red jersey and give it white sleeves in the same way that the white jersey has red sleeves. Mm-hmm. But, like, so what they said they did is the year they're attributing this to is 1998, the last time they won back-to-back cups. Why? I don't know.
I don't remember them wearing silver in 98 at all.
They didn't because the reason what this jersey is actually based on is what they wore at the Centennial Classic in 2011.
Oh yes, that classic uniform from less than 10 years ago.
So, like, I guess they could have done what they did with like the Winter Classics where they go back to like the Detroit Cougars and Falcons.
Well,
and whatever.
See, here's
the Red Wings look like the Red Wings. What are you going to do?
So here's the thing. So I know that they've used the Falcon, the old Detroit Falcons. They've used that Old English D a lot. Maybe they don't want to go back to that. Well, honestly, they should have just gone back to the Detroit Cougars uniforms that actually had like the Detroit Cougars word mark on the front and just replaced Cougars with Red Wings and called it a day.
What was that AHL team they had for a while? The Detroit,
the Michigan Stags.
Was it the Stags?
No, that was the WHA. The IHL was the Detroit Vipers.
Vipers, that's what I thought. Okay, Chicago had the Phantoms then, right? Or no, what was Chicago?
No, the Wolves.
The Wolves. Right. I knew one of them was Vipers. I couldn't remember if it was Chicago or Detroit. Yeah. Go with that. Detroit, I don't know. What the fuck?
They should have just done anything.
Do something red. Like, literally, anything red, and it would have been fine.
See, this makes me happy, because it's like my Maple Leafs vomited something up, and it sucks. But at least I get to join in the Red Wings in misery.
You know the Red Wings and Leafs are probably going to play each other in those things.
Right? I do not like these.
Yeah. Oh, if the Leafs play the Red Wings in those uniforms, I'm gonna throw my TV out of a window in disgust.
All right. So the Buffalo Sabres, the classic 90s. It used to be red with the cross sabers on the front, Buffalo on the hemstripe. They got the goat head on the shoulder. I got it. Like, I know you just said you hate them, Greg. I kind of really love these.
I'm not crazy about them. I don't hate them. I don't know.
Okay. I agree with Zach, but I'm deeply ashamed of that. it's one of those things where it's like, oh, I remember when I was a kid and the originals were out and I like these. And then I'm like, oh, but they're,
again, right. This is one that, like, I liked it in red and black. I think it looks even better in blue and gold. I think these are legitimately good.
I think these should be – I think if you're going to do this, you do it in the original colors. You go red, black, silver, and I feel like this is trying to have it both ways.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. Let it be distinct. Let it be old. And let it be weird.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about it.
Yeah.
They're not terrible, but
they're certainly not terrible. They're trying to pull a line.
I mean, what they should have done to really make this look like something from the CCSLC's concept section circa 2005 was stick the goat head logo in between the cross sabers. Like,
oh, no, now we're talking. Yeah.
That's just pure concept section bullshit right there.
That's with, like, the scissors cutting off the head of the buffalo. Yeah.
Do you know how many people did that back in the day, though, in the concept section?
I'm sure they did. And then if any logical person looked at it for 2 seconds, they'd be like, why is its head being cut off?
isn't that appropriate, though, for the Sabres?
Yeah. I do like that the goat head is – that they did, like, actually bring it back. I kind of wish it was on the front, but just the fact that it exists in the blue and gold kind of works for me.
It always kind of seemed weird that they never did a blue and gold version of it, and now it exists. So that's cool.
Yeah, I don't know. This whole thing has got me on a thing to where I kind of wish the Buffalo Sabres had made their identity about the slaughter of the buffalo.
Like, the logo is just Buffalo Bill standing over a dead buffalo.
Just, you know, like their entire
he's got
design.
His gun holding up with his foot on, like, the belly of the buffalo.
Yeah.
Yeah, just in the woolly bison head is just, like, leaking blood. And then, like, their alternate is, like, a bunch of sun-bleached, skinned buffaloes that's, like, laying in a field.
Wow.
Yeah.
You can make an alternate logo based off the Buffalo Skull Mountain that they...
Yeah.
Can I go first on this one? On the
Ottawa Senators. Go for it.
These guys have never, in their entire fucking existence, ever had a look that I've liked. Period. That's it. It's not terrible. There's nothing wrong with it, I guess. But nothing they've ever worn has ever done a damn thing for me. So that's all I have to say about it.
So I'm going to disagree. I like these a lot. And the reason I like these a lot is that so the Senators have recently gone back to a version of their 90s look, right?
This upcoming season was supposed to be the first year with the throwbacks, which are basically these, but black and white.
Well, the reason I like these is because back in the 90s, when the Senators had their original look, they introduced a red jersey, and it was dumb, and it was awful, and it ended up setting the franchise back, like, decades.
That one with the laurel stripes? I kinda
No, not the laurel stripes. The red one that had, like, it had the swoopy chest stripe.
With
the 3D Centurion on the front.
Yeah, no, that's...
That was ugly. But these look like the red alternate that a more sane Senators in the 90s would have come up with. So, I don't know. I like them.
This is one that, like, next season, make it a full-time alternate. Because it works perfectly with the set they're about to wear. So just
What are you guys seeing? This thing sucks. There is nothing. This has this. I mean, it fits the Ottawa, like, thing about being boring.
As it, you've never done a fucking thing that's worth looking at. Ottawa Senators. That's exactly what I'm saying.
It's a complete nothing burger. There's nothing to see here. Why waste your time? Just don't even. You know what? You don't get an alternate.
The problem is, though, Andy, all the Sens alternates have been. Like, bad.
Yeah.
They literally
exactly.
They copied and pasted the fucking Crest logo onto the shoulders and called it a day.
Yeah.
Like, nothing. You guys suck.
No, the one on the shoulders, the one on the shoulders is an S. It's not the head. It's just an S. But, you know.
Whatever. Still shitty.
Anyway, the San Jose Sharks. I have long said that the 2000s version of the Sharks, the Nike Sharks, are my favorite Sharks. And this in a gray, like a shark would be, not the black shark in the logo, but a, you know, gray scaly shark. I kind of really love these. I want to see these. Like,
scream flea market jersey to me.
I mostly like these for the reasons Zach said. I will add one caveat. Echoing SF Giants 58, I wish they would have had the Denver Broncos side panels that those original ones had. The ones that this one is based off of had. Like, they need those swoopy Broncos side panels to really capture that 2000s Sharks look.
I grew up, the first team I actually really loved was the San Jose Sharks when I was very young, and I still have the soft spot for this. Like, this Sharks logo is one of my favorite logos in all sports.
Good, isn't it?
It is a perfect logo.
And they have that glorious shoulder patch. Like, their original look is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, the fin.
This look here is fun. It's different, but it has – I hated this era of the font.
The agency fonts?
Yeah, I don't – I wish they would have been.
The agency font that the Sharks finally moved on from, and then the Canucks were like, hello.
We'll take that. I see this jersey, I think,
of Patrick Marleau, and that's what you should with
it. This jersey, and I think of Olin Nolan.
Yeah. Ooh, nice reference, Mike.
Scoring on the Blues from center ice.
Former K. Beck Nordique, if I remember right.
It just makes this needs to be the primary crest coming back. Like, whenever they redo the look, this has to be
agreed.
It.
Agreed.
But I mean, as far as the striping, it's unique, but you lose that glorious shark fin shoulder patch in the process, which to me is inexcusable. Like, that needs to be there. It's too good to be lost.
That shark fin shoulder patch is so neat. Like,
boo!
Oh God.
This is the Dallas Stars.
Commit, you cowards!
Exactly. Commit, you cowards!
We'll put on a jersey. You can't read our actual name on the front of it.
Again, well, it's kind of like the Tampa Bay Lightning thing, to where whatever they, you know, the lighting situation
look better. You know,
But again, you try to have your cake and eat it too, where you keep the current color motif. And then you plop it onto the, I guess, late 90s, early 2000s Stars, where they had, like, the All-Star Game kind of template.
Which boggles my – I think that's the only time that's ever happened in North American pro sports where, like, a team just stole an All-Star Game template. I don't think that's ever
– And then the fucking star – then the star doesn't match. It's all
chosen. That's what's always bugged me. Okay. People who say, oh, we want the All-Star template for the Stars back. Listen, idiots. The star never lined up with the star striping, and it bothers me. So fuck off.
Look out. There's overlap.
That was on the originals. This has never been a good design. It's always been shit.
My internet was cutting out, so I couldn't yell at you. I disagree. I think these uniforms would have been good if you could read the goddamn logo on the front.
That's what I said.
And if I don't like that they made it all white. Like, the bottom needs to be green. The sleeves and the bottom need to be green. And if you click on the link I just sent, Andy, these uniforms are going to be worn with white pants and white gloves.
That's going to look terrible.
Oh, no.
Fuck.
No.
So look, I loved when I saw the teasers that they were going to be throwing back to that era. I was like, oh, I'm very excited to see this again with, like, the modern colors. And then they come out, like, where they didn't fill in half the goddamn jersey.
The Dallas Astronaut Stars.
Like, silver on white doesn't work. You can't read it.
You can't read it. No, yeah, exactly. Wasn't the original stars in the original versions, wasn't it gold and gold stitching?
Gold.
Mm-hmm. Should have just gone with that. I mean, fuck. It's a retro, a reverse retro. So the retro, the gold's still part of it. Go ahead, do that. It might have been a little better. I don't know.
This is, to me, a giant missed opportunity, because this could have been so cool.
Or just do it in green. I mean, whatever. You know, just make it so you can fucking read it. But yeah, all right.
It could have been really good, but
moving along.
Minnesota Wild.
Here's what Minnesota I see. Minnesota Wild pretending they're the North Stars.
I see on the front, I see the Minnesota Wild rocking North Stars colors. On the back, I see the Toledo Gold Diggers. Their back of their jerseys look almost exactly like that.
Yeah, but that's exactly what the North Stars look like. There was a concept going around like the day before based on what people thought it was going to look like, where instead of using the wolf bear mongoose on the front, there's one of the shoulder patches the Wild currently have is like an italicized M with some stars going up the stems of the M.
Okay. Yeah.
And so there was thought that like, well, if you're going to do a North Stars look, this is the only thing in their package that looks like a North Stars logo, sort of. And that would have been neat because it would have made the connection more full. This is what they put on their alumni jerseys when they played the Blackhawks in that Winter Classic. It's fine, I guess. It's good. I just would have preferred not the Wild. Like, the Wild logo could have been on the shoulders, but if you're going to try to be the North Stars, at least try a little bit harder to be the North Stars.
I don't know. I'm mixed. I really don't like the concept behind it, but I think it looks neat. But then again, I've always had a soft spot for like that North Stars identity. So, yeah. I mean, I like it well enough, I guess.
Yeah, I love the number style. Yeah. I think that's really cool. The flat Wild logo just feels so out of place and like
right. It doesn't match with the numbers.
No, they really needed to. If you're going to go with this look, which I actually really like, then you need to take this and just put it like Zach said, put it on the shoulder, or just like come up with a quirky, vintagey Minnesota Wild concept, like it was from the 70s or 60s.
Yeah, make an M with a star at the top,
or a W. Again, you know,
commit you cowards again.
Like, exactly. Cowards, yeah.
I think that is that it. Do we get through all of them? There's no way.
I think that's it.
We did it.
Oh, my God. Guys, in an hour and 16 minutes. Not bad.
I can't. I'm honestly shocked. I thought like there was like 12 more. I was like, all right, I'm gearing up for hour two of talking about.
No, I'm pretty sure that's all of them.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I gotta breathe here a little bit now.
We have a commercial break if you guys want to take it.
Do we really?
Yeah. It's like 3 minutes.
I don't give a shit. Whatever you guys want to do. I mean, I can
say another Coke, but it's up to you guys.
The Bears are currently playing the Minnesota Vikings, and I don't really know how interesting that is to discuss. But that is currently happening.
We did hit all of them. Good job, everybody.
I do need to put together the.
It's currently 0-0, so looks like a burner of a game.
Live listeners, we're going to take a quick break. You'll enjoy some retro stuff from way back in the day here. And for the audio listeners, well, you won't notice a thing. So we'll be right back.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat. The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Two seasons.
How long did our break last, boys?
About a minute. Longer than the concession video.
I can't remember. Yeah. I'm like halfway. I'm like, I don't remember how long that thing is. I'm like,
it's only like a minute.
Oh, well, I am proud of that. Sorry. We were able to restrain ourselves, honestly, on those.
On the jerseys? Well,
an hour 16. Not bad, actually.
Well,
yeah.
That's because they put a clock on us, Mike.
Yeah, that's true. It was impure. It was like putting a pitching clock in baseball. Like, what are you doing?
No, you know what? It was a subconscious thing. I knew once the clock was up, we'd all start watching it and try to beat it, and it worked. So it was beautiful.
I mean, if a baseball game takes 6 hours, that's how long it takes, Greg.
Yeah, but I don't have to sit and watch it if I don't want to.
All right.
I'm not part of the baseball game, Mike. I'm part of the show. I have to be here.
There's a college football question that I had, but I can hold it till next week.
I wanted to talk about because it's a long-running thing on this show. People that have listened for a long time know that I have this habit of walking away from games right before something really cool happens.
Oh, Greg, did you not see the
I didn't. I saw. Oh, here's what happened. Okay,
oh, no.
I'm watching it, and Greg. Buffalo scores, and they go up. And here's I have a good excuse though. I wanted to watch the SpaceX launch. So with 11 seconds to go, I mean, literally right before the play where they threw the Hail Mary, I said, nah, they're not going to do anything. And I flipped over to watch SpaceX launch. And then I'm like, look at my scores on my phone. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
So then how long did it take until the SpaceX launch happened?
They were like literally like the SpaceX was like in 30-second countdown. And
so if you had waited the 11 seconds and only saw the 20-second countdown.
Nah, it was maybe closer than that. It was closer than that. It really was. It was like I had to switch. I didn't have a choice. But, yeah, so just add that to another one that I missed. So there you go.
And the Hail Murray.
Yeah.
I got so many salty texts from friends back in Ontario who are Bills fans.
It's just like the whole play was kind of incredible. Like Murray rolling out. We know he can do that. But then, like, you see these desperate heaves to the end zone. And DeAndre Hopkins is – it literally sandwiched between three Bills.
Yeah,
and you look at the still images of right before he catches it. It's his gloves, and then like within 2 inches on all sides are everybody else's hands crashing in on him, and he just so happened to be the one to come out with it.
Like, so question: how's Bill O'Brien's trade looking now?
Oh, yeah, right. Well, they're trying to sell off assets. Like that team is,
yeah.
Oof. I mean,
yeah, but they were what 12-4 a couple of years ago, right? I mean, they're pretty good.
The Texans went from like consistent playoff team to dumpster fire in the span of one offseason when they gave Bill O'Brien all of the power.
Yeah, but the Cardinals winning plus the Rams with a stellar victory over Russell Wilson and the goddamn Seahawks.
Thank you for that. Yes, absolutely.
I can't tell you how much joy it gives me to see Aaron Donald chasing down Russell Wilson like he's a lamb for slaughter. It's just perfect.
Hold on, we gotta go ahead.
So now the Cardinals, Seahawks, and Rams—they're all 6-3. That's a hell of a
victory. It's like the reverse NFC East.
It's so weird, right? Because now, again, just to bring up our East, the Giants are tied they're like percentage points because of the Eagles' dumb tie. But they have the same amount of wins as the first place Eagles do.
Which I loved because I want this division in the goddamn toilet. And so I'm like, yes, cannibalize each other.
Right. When I saw the Giants score, I was so fucking pleased because it's like, yes, yes. Now I need the Redskins the football team to
the 32s
to win lose, next week. And they did.
Then I need them to win the next week, and I need the Cowboys to win the next week, and then I just need you to keep rotating until it's what?
Until some team somehow wins with 4 wins, and then.
Yesterday, guys, I don't know that. I think 6-10, we might be asking for too much.
Look, at the start of the season, I thought 5-11 was too much. I didn't want to be greedy. But now that we're progressing, I'm getting more and more, you know, willing to be like maybe 5-11 division winner.
I think 5-11 gets it because I think 4-12 is like mathematically impossible. But 5-11,
you ready for the Bass hot take of the week? Here we go. All right. The New York Football Giants are the best team in that division.
Probably.
I don't know if that's praise for the Giants.
it's just an observation.
But
you are the best bad option we have is basically what that is.
Prettiest waitress at Denny's, basically.
Something like that, yeah.
You can think about it this way, too. We're the 49ers, the banged up, beaten up, you know, feeling a JV roster 49ers. Our last place in the NFC West would probably win the NFC East at this point.
They demolished the Giants when they played them.
Well, they still had some healthy players at that point.
Quick study here. I'm going to name some teams. Tell me the one that would not win the NFC East, the Bengals. Okay. Bengals won that division. They won that division. Easily. They got the best quarterback. I think they would win it.
Probably.
The Bengals have lost a lot of games. They've been competitive in most of them.
Yeah. Raiders. Raiders won that division.
Oh, yeah.
Raiders, yeah.
Yeah.
We already talked about the 49ers. The Patriots. walk away with that division without question.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Dolphins are going to win the AFC East, but yeah.
I think what we need to really look at here for the Chargers win it?
Yes,
I think the Chargers would win.
Absolutely.
Well, somebody from that division needs to come out and simply declare it. They need to simply declare it.
They just call dibs.
No, what's going to happen is that the 32s are going to win, or not going to win, but they're going to declare themselves division champions anyway, and we'll have like court battles and shit and all that other stuff. Yeah.
Will the Eagles concede the division?
Right.
Yeah, there's going to be some weird ass.
The Cowboys are going to be on their fifth string quarterback. We won this division by a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We have proof. We have proof that we were cheated in the Browns game and we lost by like whatever, you know? Yeah.
Speaking of your Browns, Greg, they have the same record as the Ravens now. There's a lot of 6-3 teams over in the AFC.
Well, yeah, I don't, just real quick on the Browns. I don't want – everybody's like it was 10-7. It could have been 17-7, but Nick Chubb screwing bettors and fantasy football players ran out of bounds, which was a smart play, I guess, with what would have been a touchdown.
Game.
But the weather, guys, it was so horrible here yesterday. I'm surprised that anybody put any points on the board.
Yeah.
The wind was blowing. I mean – there were times where I thought there was like a tornado outside my house. Our house was rattling and shaking so badly. And then the rain and the wind and the cold. So, it, you know, they got a good win out of a bad situation. So I'm happy about that. But, yes, they are tied with the Ravens now. They're not as good as the Ravens, but they're tied with them.
Yeah, the kneel down thing, or the going out of bounds at the one or whatever, it's one of those things to where I don't bet on football or sports. No, me either. I find it marginally interesting. But it is hilarious when these weird things happen where collectively people – you hear like 1,000 screams and you're like, what happened? What just happened? The guy, it's like, well, the under – they didn't do the – people who took the 3.5 or whatever. And it's like, I don't give a shit.
Here's what happens.
It was the Cardinal game because the Cardinals score, right, with the 1 second left.
Yeah.
And so they're up by 2. The line was 2.5.
Oh, no.
And so what happens is the Cardinals – no, the Cardinals, they're doing some like 4D chess where they're like, well, if we try to kick the extra point, but it gets blocked, it gets returned, and then we go to overtime. But when we kick off, we're going to squib it because there's only 1 second left, so they're not going to be able to get into field goal position. So why take away the why give the risk at all of having this kick blocked?
Exactly,
so knelt on the extra point.
I want to say that that scenario actually happened. I think it was Kansas City and Atlanta a few years back. I don't remember which one benefited from it, but it was one of those things where the team came down, scored the touchdown to take the lead, kicked the extra point. It was blocked. The other team took it back the other way and won the game on that. I'm almost positive it was Chiefs Falcons.
Could you imagine you're somebody that bet on the Cardinals and you're like, you see the Bills scoring, you're like, ah, damn it. All right, well. There goes my money down the drain. And then Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins do their heroics. You're like, holy shit, this extra point, and I win $200 or whatever. And then they kneel it.
Yeah. Smart move, though. I mean,
smart. But,
I know that they like to make fun of Cliff Kingsbury because he makes some questionable decisions, but that was brilliant, really, on his part. Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
It's to me, this is one of those things with people who are like routine gamblers, degenerate gamblers. It's like, This is the true, this is the punishment of your vice, my friend. Like you have chosen to dabble in the devil's art of gambling, and occasionally, you know, you fuck up. And enjoy losing.
How many between Nick Chubb going out of bounds and the cards kneeling on that? How much money do you figure changed hands on just those two plays?
Oh my god!
I mean, it's millions, right?
You added that. You add in the Patriots upsetting the Ravens.
Yeah, like,
yeah. There was.
That sounds right.
The people probably lost more money than the casinos did this weekend. So I want to look at the AFC for just a second because we have teams that are 6-3. You have the Colts, who are now technically in the division lead, but then of the wild card teams, the Raiders, the Dolphins, the Ravens, the Titans, and the Browns are all 6-3. As of right now, there would be 2 6-3 teams outside of the playoff picture. Like, I think the Colts are trending upwards. The Titans are falling apart. Like, their defense is not what it looked like early on.
Yeah, they I've got to, probably next week I'll be on a new Irrational Confidence team after these guys, because it was, it started out nice, but I'm having a tough time, boys, hanging on. I got to be honest.
And then we talked about the Browns having the easiest schedule of all time. Like, is there, there's a, now that the Ravens are 6-3, like, I'm having more questions about Lamar Jackson, you know, as with each passing week. But they're in a situation where, like, if they have a tougher schedule, which I'm sure they do, and the Browns have this cupcake schedule, like, could the Browns make the playoffs and the Ravens not? Like, are the Dolphins and Raiders going to beat out the Ravens?
Let me see what their schedule is. Let's look at the Ravens' schedule.
I don't know.
The
Dolphins are...
Dolphins are storming back. Dolphins have like turned their season around.
Yeah.
Oh, and there were those beautiful throwbacks yesterday, too. Mm-hmm. Titans, or the Ravens have the Titans up next. Steelers, Cowboys, Browns. No, that's not very tough. The Ravens, they should be able to walk through that no problem.
So I guess when I'm looking at the teams that are in the playoffs, right, I think the Dolphins are doing it right. And I got to think that the Raiders are probably the team that's on the outside looking in.
Mm.
Yeah, no, I like the Dolphins' chances better than better than the Raiders.
I guess that's assuming that the Titans are around to overcome any of those teams.
Who we got? So who are the top seven right now? Pittsburgh, Kansas City, Buffalo,
Indianapolis.
Miami, Baltimore, Cleveland? No.
Miami, Oakland, Baltimore. Or sorry, Las Vegas, Miami, Baltimore.
So the Browns are on the outside looking in right now because of that loss to the Raiders.
Really the loss to the Ravens.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And
sorry, guys. I'm utterly distracted by watching this Bears Vikings just nonsense. Was interesting, by the way, the Vikings, a lot of them, sorry to interrupt, a lot of them wearing cleats with homages to Alex Trebek.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about, so, we should probably talk about that a little bit, too.
Did we not
talk
about that last week? I thought it happened on Sunday.
No, we didn't. It was,
We sure didn't. Anyway, Alex Trebek passed away after a pretty long battle with what, colon cancer, pancreatic cancer?
Pancreatic was about. He announced that he had it March of 2019.
Yeah,
I think so. He
fought longer than most people do with that.
He lasted a lot longer because usually, and this is what my girlfriend tells me, my understanding is that when by the time they find out you have it, it's too late.
Right. You pretty much have like a month left.
Yeah. Like if you're lucky enough to catch it early, your chances of survival are pretty decent. But the problem with this is that it doesn't really present until it's so far advanced that there's not a whole lot you can do.
Yeah. I had a family member who was diagnosed a few years ago right before Christmas, and the great timing, first of all. But the other thing was that when presented with it, it's like, you know, you've got to, like, you know, everything you need to fill it all out, all the paperwork, all the like death stuff. You need to, your like last couple of weeks before you get really like torn up, you need to do this like right now. So it was almost like the completely caught off guard, and his last like, you know, few weeks before he really was in great, you know, discomfort and suffering were spent being just full of a bunch of clerical shit. And it's really unfortunate because it's so fast. And Alex Trebek was, you know, he had obviously, you know, probably infinitely better treatment than what a lot of people are afforded or can't afford. But he continued to work. He continued to film like rigorously.
He's got X number of episodes left. I can't remember how many, but
he continued filming until about 2 weeks before his death. And then as it's now, his final episode is scheduled for Christmas Day.
Oh, wow.
All days. So,
One thing I didn't notice that I didn't know, because I knew he was from Minnesota. He's a big Dodgers fan, apparently. So he got to see them win a World
Series. He's from Ottawa, actually.
Yeah, he's Canadian.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, but I'm trying to remember this whole story, but I just would not have picked him to be a Dodgers fan, but apparently he's a big Dodgers fan.
You get these Canadians, the actors, television people that live in LA long enough. Like they're all Kings fans and Dodgers fans at this point because they've lived there for, you know, 30 years or whatever.
Well, I think it's safe to say that he is both a Canadian and an American treasure, or was. And
absolutely.
I don't know. I remember my first memory of Alex Trebek was from a show called High Rollers that he hosted back when I was a kid. It was a horrible show, but he did a pretty good job on it.
Like, just such a kind man, I mean, none of us ever met the guy personally, but like, and I wasn't necessarily a religious Jeopardy watcher, but like when you flip onto it, it's just, it's comforting. Mm-hmm. He's the same guy that's been there forever and the same demeanor. And he's happy to see you watch his show on the other end of it. It's just,
it was very
good thing.
It was, he was a very comforting presence. I wouldn't say I was a religious Jeopardy watcher, but I watched it enough, and eventually we're going to get reach a point where he's not on Jeopardy and it's going to be weird.
I saw a really good, after he passed away, a lot of people obviously were, saying a lot of nice things about him on social media and stuff. But I saw a really good description of that comforting presence kind of thing. Somebody said that he could make the utterly bizarre so comforting and gloss over. Like somebody said, like, it's like when he goes around between segments and he kind of introduces the people. Yeah. He would say something to the effect of like, "Well, Jonathan, you've got an interesting you've got a friend with an interesting description or whatever." And he's like, "Oh yeah, my sister's a centaur," and Alex Trebek would be like, "Yeah, they certainly do get around pretty quick, don't they?" All right, so Steve has a board.
Did you see the one where he called the woman a loser?
Wow. Oh, yes. Yeah. That's really
she good. Was like describing her hobbies and they're all like very nerdy. And she's like, "Oh, we're into, it's like nerd rap, like nerdcore rap, where we rap about nerdy things." And he's like, "So a group of losers."
Yeah.
Like, but I think my favorite Alex Trebek stuff was when, because you get these stupid nerds that go up onto these shows and it's like, "Hey, let's go to the National Football League category."
Right.
And just the utter like contempt that he has in his voice with these people when it's like, "Who are the Dallas Cowboys?"
Who was it? They did a Gretzky question. You can find it on YouTube. And the guy answered Magic Johnson.
It was like, "Who holds the records for the amount of assists in a season?" And the guy was like, "Magic Johnson." And he's like, "Oh no.
Wayne Gretzky."
Yeah, watching the ones that don't know shit about sports are hilarious because they might as well be asking us like how to speak Mandarin Chinese. We're just like, our eyes just get really big. We're like, "Fuck, I don't know." But do you guys remember the original host of? I don't remember him either, but do you know who the
before,
original?
I think it was before all for the rest.
Yeah,
of the
year, yeah. No, time. Alex Trebek, I think, has been the host since as long like
86, I think.
Yeah, then as long as I've been alive, it's been Alex Trebek.
Long as I've been alive.
It was a guy named Art Fleming. I learned this on – I forget where I saw it.
This is like when you learn that Jon Stewart wasn't the original host of The Daily Show and it was like Craig Kilborn for a year or something.
Oh, here it is. Okay, let's play this, Andy. Okay. You got sound?
Yeah, you guys ready?
Yep, go ahead.
100-plus assists in an NHL season has been accomplished only 13 times. 11 times by this player. Joe, who's Magic? Oh, no. Wayne Gretzky, we're talking about hockey.
Not only does the guy not get it, but the girl comes in and takes him out on it. That's nice.
I love it. He goes, "No, it's Wayne Gretzky. We're talking about hockey."
Yeah, you dumb fuck.
You uncultured swine. But just the best. And like, I don't know. They have all these odds on like who could replace him. And it's like, I would almost think that like this show dies when
I understand that he wasn't the original host, but he's practically become synonymous for it. That if you try to continue Jeopardy with anyone else, it's gonna seem wrong.
It'll be like you know how they've like restarted stuff like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and they like put it on like in the middle of the day, and it's just it's not the thing that it used to be.
Yeah,
it'll be like that. It'll be relegated to Game Show Network, and that'll be the end of it.
Well, they've supposedly already been kind of shadow training Ken Jennings to be the next host.
He's
been
sort of
I don't think he wants to do it. I don't think he'd be very good at it. But I think
what's George Stroppanopoulos up to?
I think he feels obligated to at least try it, so he may. He may be for a while. There's been a movement for LeVar Burton to.
I like that choice, LeVar Burton. Here, you guys want to see the original guy?
LeVar Burton could work because he kind of has some of that same gravitas from.
Here we go.
Hi, my friends. We're now on the last half of Double Jeopardy. Let me remind you, Gary Little is still hidden somewhere on that board and carrying you with the last question.
I don't know what's going on, man.
Women for 40.
Leah made a concert appearance in D.C. narrating a Lincoln portrait. Kim.
Who is Mrs. King?
That's right, Coretta King. Go again.
Women for 80.
You are 60 from the lead. The answer is the Daily Double. It is the second Daily Double.
Weird, man.
A little different, right?
Yeah, a little. I'm just surprised there's not people walking up there with chalk and like writing in the new number every time.
That was unnerving. It was like everything was the same but weird.
Yeah. Well, and of course,
look at the dollar amounts too. $80 for $80.
$80.
The fun thing, of course, for fans of Saturday Night Live too, is that you get Sean Connery and Alex Trebek dying within a week of each other. That's just some good
Celebrity Jeopardy.
Good Twitter memes on the Jeopardies.
The day is mine, Trebek.
Take anal bum cover for 500. The answer is your mother, Trebek.
So just to give you an update on Spin the Wheel, Make the Deal. So last week's results, it looks like that there is a three-way tie for first. Spoiler, I am not one of them. Zach, Mike, and Greg all are at 5-2 with your picks so far.
Yeah, I think we all won last week, right?
No, I did not. I picked the Eagles. The Giants beat the Eagles.
The three of us, Andy. I'm sorry.
Everyone else was right. I was wrong.
There's Art Fleming on the right there, guys, under his Jeopardy thing there, if you just wanted to see what he looked like.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Yeah, he looks like a typical TV host. I'm guessing he like smoked like a whole pack during each episode. He's one of those
with a big glass of scotch on his
And then he turned to the camera and advertised cigarettes.
Yeah, and he'd like walk over to
the
camera.
Let me tell you about Lucky Strike No Filters. 4 out of 5 doctors recommend Lucky Strike.
Go up and, you know, firmly tongue kiss every female contestant and feel them up.
Well, that was Richard Dawson, actually. And
true, but I just feel like for the era.
You ever see, like, when he does that, it's like, wow, this is really uncomfortable.
Yeah. It doesn't age well whatsoever.
No, not a bit, no. Anyway, but, spin the wheel, make the deal. Are we ready?
Yeah, sure. Let's go. Yeah, I got everything ready here. So
right, here we go.
Let's see. So
how did we do last? So you lost last. Did I win last week?
Yes, yeah, Greg, you won. Yeah, so last week, Zach had the Rams over the Seahawks. Mike, you had the Dolphins over the Chargers. And Greg, you had the Raiders over the Broncos. I had to choose between Eagles and Giants, so that was just a...
definitely had the harder job of the four of us.
Yes. So here we go. Spin the wheel, make the deal. This is for Zach. Cardinals and Seahawks.
Oh, boy.
That's going to be a good game.
Thursday night, too. Oh, God, this is one of those things that could really go, like, any way. Now, I think this is the hard choice. Let's go. I can't in good conscience pick the Seahawks, Cardinals.
All right. Fair enough. It's a bold choice.
I think that's a bad pick.
All right, Mike, you are going to have to decide the winner of Cowboys Vikings.
Oh, boy, good luck. Okay. Remember, Mike, Garrett Gilbert, take aim. Orlando Apollo, now quarterback in the Cowboys.
You know what? Kirk Cousins is one of those like coronavirus conspiracy theorists, and Garrett Gilbert is a former Orlando Apollo. So, take aim, Cowboys! Let's go!
All right.
Do you want the Cowboys to win outside the division, Mike? That's
we need them to win one just to keep things interesting, don't we?
And get this updated here. Cowboys, there we go. Okay. See, I will be choosing between. Damn, Chiefs and Raiders. That's a tough one.
Is it?
The Raiders did win the last one.
Oh, yeah. They did,
I say, the Raiders, I think, are better than.
The Raiders aren't bad, but I just.
Is this at the Raiders?
Yeah.
I have to go with the Chiefs on this one because it's indoors. It's going to be, you know, controlled climate.
Good point. Yeah.
Light them up in there.
Yeah. I'll take the Chiefs on that one there.
Smart call.
So, Greg, final spin of the night goes to Greg. He will be choosing between Packers and Colts.
Ooh, that's a tough call. Packers on the road against the Colts. But you got Phillip Rivers, who's not playing great.
Packers aren't very good. Aaron
Rodgers is playing great.
Yeah, but the Packers are not good on the – I'm going to go with the Colts. I think the Colts win this one.
Okay. All right. Well, there's your spin the wheel, make the deal picks for week 11. We'll check in.
All right. There you go. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I have nothing else this week. I'm utterly distracted by watching the awful Bears take on the awful Vikings. And,
yeah. The only thing – like I was going to – the college football thing I was going to bring up was just –
okay.
We can save it just because I think it's a larger –
well, let's do a little teaser. We'll talk. We'll say what
the my thought is there's no one can take this college football season seriously, can they?
No,
because like we had six top five games postponed or canceled last weekend. The Pac-12 can barely get some of these games started.
Like, no, Ohio State had to cancel. I think it was coronavirus related, but I'm not sure how. They had to cancel playing Maryland this week, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and like ASU canceled their game like on Friday for Saturday, and then just yesterday on Sunday they already announced that they're going to cancel the upcoming game because they weren't going to be healthy enough. And Utah hasn't yet to play a game each of the 2 weeks they've had it canceled. So it's like,
since the Pac-12 started playing, they haven't played yet.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, no, that's like, ridiculous.
There's been a few games that have started, but like there's at least. I think at least like eight of the teams have had at least one game canceled, and you know Utah already had two canceled. ASU.
We can carry this over to next week, but I have a real quick question: are they still planning on doing all the bowl games this year?
Less bowl games, but they are planning on doing them. Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
I think they cut it down to like 26 or something.
I think the if there's one. Silver lining to all we've seen, and especially in football with all the infectious and stuff, it doesn't seem like very many people are getting – like we haven't seen like the person we go, oh, my God, his career is over because of this. So that's probably a good thing, I guess, but the rest of it, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, like
– I mean, who was surprised by any of this? Show me that person. Yeah. I want to meet that guy that's surprised. Like, well, I can't believe this is happening.
And, of course, like at first you could point like to a region, but because the virus is spiking – in every single part of the country.
It's cold out again, so exactly what was going to happen, yeah.
Right, but people are like, oh, look, it's the SEC that's canceling. Oh, wait, now it's the Midwest. Oh, the Pac-12 canceled. Oh, I guess nobody wants to play. So, like, why are we even doing this charade? Why are we letting these school kids, like, go out there?
Dude, I don't know. You know where I've stood on this from the beginning with every sport. It's like if you can't do it right, don't do it. I get
having the pros do it because it's their job. They're getting paid money. Like, it's a real thing. But there's no reason to expose college kids. And like, yes, some of the high schools around the country have, but California hasn't started. And we just got another rollback of restrictions today. There's no way they're playing high school sports.
Well, see, our high school football season's over here. And I think it went pretty well overall. But, you know, they got out.
They got out. Yeah,
it was done because they only played six games, and the playoffs, of course, moved up 4 weeks because of that.
Right.
But yeah, you know, to think that you can put 22 guys at a time on a football field playing the sport the way that's played and not have something happen is insanity to me.
Yeah. Especially with the size of these Division I college teams. Like,
yeah, I mean, you know, and not to mention, you know, you've got college kids that are going to spread it just in general on the college. It's just it's you know, like I said, you know where I've stood on this from the beginning. If you can't do it any better than this, don't bother. But we'll carry it on next week.
We'll see what happens with this week.
Before we leave, I need to get my heel turn in.
Oh, well, hold on a minute now. Huh?
Bucks won.
Oh, well, yeah. They did. Yeah. I don't know if I can switch over to my other stream here.
Tom Brady, three passing touchdowns, one rushing touchdown, you know?
Edit it in post, Greg. Mike doesn't deserve the glory.
You're right. I may or may not. Everybody knows what I was going to play. So,
yeah. And Mike, with your heel turn, is probably dancing on the grave of Drew Brees, who's injured now. So good job.
Look, you know, and the only thing that can make it better is if it was a wrestling injury and someone ran out of a steel chair to take his leg out.
But I can't wait till Jameis Winston leads the Saints to glory.
Hey, that'll be fun to watch.
Yeah.
You can see he could put up four of anything. Anything, really.
He's going to throw four. For what?
We don't know, but he'll throw
interceptions
four.
Or touchdowns.
Or something.
Yes. Interceptions or touchdowns. Yes. That's the answer. Yes. He's going to throw four. And yes. All right. Anyway, we got anything else, boys, or should we call it a night?
I got nothing.
I'm very impressed that we were able to get the show in under 2 hours with the 31 jerseys. I'm very impressed.
We'll have to implement the timer going forward for these matches.
Yes, absolutely. So, all right, folks, with that, we're going to call it a night. Follow us on Twitter at Basically Sports. Subscribe via Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Stitcher, Spotify, and the YouTubes. We'll see you next time.
Latest.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm not ready to go yet. Hold on a second. I didn't have it set up to close the show. All right, now I'm ready. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.